Another thunder orb went off. Black Eye and Tivian were blown up against the front stairs of a house. Tivian felt his shoulder pop out of joint, and Black Eye cracked his own head on a stone and fell unconscious on top of him. Between his wounded shoulder and Black Eye's bulk, Tivian was trapped. From his vantage point underneath Black Eye, he could see that the battle, such as it was nearly over. Javis had lost his hurlant and was fighting against the monstrous Gallo with nothing but his thin, curved saber. Gallo had a weapon that looked like a cross between spiked brass knuckles and a machete, and he used it in much the same manner. All of Javis's artistry with his curved blades was irrelevant against the blows Gallo delivered to the bounty hunter's guard. Each block Javis made seemed to drive him back half a pace and sent shockwaves of force through his body to the point where he looked scarcely able to defend himself. Gallo pressed on until, eventually, Javis was forced to his knees. Gallo's armored paw seized the bounty hunter by the hair, hauled his head back, and laid his blade against Javis's throat.
Say goodbye to your bounty hunter, Tiff.
Hendru was crouching next to Tivian's pinned body, a long, thin dagger in one hand.
I just want you to see this last ridiculous ruse of yours fail before I stuff a knife in your eye myself.
Gallo looked over to Hendru. His ruined voice betrayed no sign of fatigue or pain.
No.
Hendru held up his hand.
I'm glad it went this way, Tiv. Your body found beaten, dead and dirty, pinned by a stinking oaf in some dirty Freegate side street. I bet they'll think you were mugged. Won't that be funny?
It was then that Gallo was knocked across the street and slammed into the second story of a carpenter's workshop by some unseen force. Hendru stood up bolt straight.
What the?
Tivian had never heard Hul roar before. It was terrifying enough to make Tivian's bowels watery, and he at least knew Hul had no intention of killing him. The two Dolorans closest to Hul saw her copper eyes glinting in the dark and watched open-mouthed as she rose to her full height. Her bulky silhouette towered over them in the dim light of the street. In her hands was Gallo's heavy maul, which she had just used to propel the massive man through the air like a croquet ball. Zahan was said to pay well, but apparently didn't pay that well. Both men dropped their swords and fled into the night. The last remaining Doloran stood quavering before the mighty Knoll's advance, long sword extended. He called to Hendru.
Orders, Captain?
Hendru, though, was long gone. The lone Doloran glanced around him, saw he was alone, and then ran off in the direction the others had gone. Hul dropped the heavy maul as the man vanished from sight. Hul's ears were rigid and upright.
Hey, help me up!
Hul vanished from sight, darting down an alley at the speed of a galloping horse. Tivian was left pinned and alone in the cold and dark.
Hul! Damn it, Noel! I'm stuck!